Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that 5-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land. Okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1,200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions. And that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills. And then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat, takes a lot less money to cool, it's a lot easier to clean, it's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now I want to repeat. I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively, and you can do this at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on, with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
All right, back for another installment of It's My House. And like I announced yesterday, starting next week, possibly even as early as this coming Sunday, we'll be doing 100 podcasts per day. But Monday through Friday. But what we're doing, because we were sort of like off the radar here on It's My House for about almost four weeks. But we did video texting about 2-3 times a week on average, which we were able to reach some people that we hadn't seen in a while, seen or heard from in a while. In any event, here are the 5 primary podcasts that we shall be putting out. Number one, It's My House, so this podcast will still be out there. We'll have one on a reentry featuring Darlene Lewis and out of Arkansas. Third podcast will be Break Bread and Build. Break Bread and Build. The fourth podcast will be It's My House Languages. It's My House Languages, which will focus in on travel and learning languages. Well, should I say learning languages first and then travel, cultural things, even some training things that will be happening in, you know, different parts of the globe. But It's My House Languages. Language learning will be a part of it. So some days will be, it'll open up with Edomoidom, which stands for It's My House in the Russian language. Es mi casa, It's My House in Spanish. Es is mein Haus, H-A-U-S, which is It's My House in German. So we'll have language learning classes, It's My House version of those. And then It's My House, the regular podcast, It's My House Languages, Reentry Darlene Lewis. Oh, and the last one, The Day Room. Particularly when it comes to the day room and It's My House Build. Matter of fact, on our Facebook page is titled E-Commerceville. That's the letter E, then the word commerce, and then Ville, V-I-L-L-E, but it's all one word, E-Commerceville. Go to that page right now. And I believe it's the first article that I just posted a few minutes ago. And you see a picture of an elderly couple. When taking out a reverse mortgage in Austin means losing your home. I'm going to let you read that on your own. But one of the ways that you can... First thing, reverse mortgages are just bad news. I don't understand how anybody would take out one, but they do, include my late mother. She took out one. Okay. After I told her, don't do it. Just from the name alone, reverse mortgage. Anyway. So how do you solve the problems? That's one of the things we're going to be doing with the Breaking Bread podcast. There, matter of fact, I'm going to refer you to 2 games because we're going to be playing this in real life. This is one of the reasons why we play the Solar Cabin so often, practically every day. There's a board game created by a guy named Robert Kiyosaki. He's written a series of books called The Rich Dad Series, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Rich Dad's Guide to Investing. He's got a board game called Cash Flow. And in the cash flow game, the object of the game is to get from the rat race, you know, where you're struggling every day financially, or you can't really get sick and miss too many days off. You're in the rat race, and the object of the game is to get out of the rat race into the fast track where you're financially free. Now, in that board game, Cash Flow, you can look it up online, the Cash Flow board game. I highly recommend it. It might even be an online version of it now. They have to get out of the rat race. You got two primary deals that come your way with financial transactions: big deals and small deals. All right. Now, if you haven't played the board game Cash Flow, I highly recommend playing. The way to get out of the rat race, or the easiest way to get out of the rat race, the quickest way to get out of the rat race, is concentrate on small deals. Do enough of those, and then you'll catapult yourself out of the rat race into financial freedom. In the board game Monopoly, the two spots where I think is the most valuable or the cheapest property on the board is right at the beginning of the game, Baltic Avenue and Mediterranean. Some people call it the ghetto in the Monopoly game, but get those two lots and build. That's what we're going to be doing with Break, Bread, and Build. If you have a reverse mortgage situation, you might be facing eviction or what have you, breaking bread, we concentrate on building small deals, real estate base. I mean, well, housing base. That's different from real estate. And I'm even go smaller. Tiny housing. I didn't say house, I said housing. But, if, you know, that's one of the things we'll be doing this year, also this year and next year, is playing these war games so I can teach the concept quicker. But this couple of reverse mortgage, and I'm doing the same thing right now. I got to build my way out of it. You have to. Any kind of financial situation, there might be several strategies. The one I'm going with is building my way out of it. Let's see. In any event, let me see if Robin's available. I think she is. Good morning, Robin.
Hello, and you forgot about the backstory.
Well, could you share that with us?
That the backstory is the one of the 100 podcasts that we'll be doing, and that's where we'll be getting the information on some of the old, basically the backstories on some of the entertainment.
That's true. You still there, Robin? As you were talking, then all of a sudden I didn't hear you. Okay, your mic is, maybe it's me. Let me refresh my, okay, I can't hear you at all. I don't know.
Hello? Hello?
Now I can hear you. Now I can hear you. Repeat that again.
My Wi-Fi just dropped off. So the backstory is, that's going to be one of the 100 podcasts, and it will be information and the backstory, you know, the behind the scenes about performers that we've watched and grown up with and loved over the years.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that one myself. Yeah, so those are six primary podcasts. Oh, could you explain a little bit about the day room, what that podcast would be like? What about?
Oh, goodness. Help me go back.
Well, let's go back. What is a day room? Let's define that first. What's a day room?
Okay, so the day room is where it's a community place, you know, that everybody like convenes in. So dormitories have them, colleges have them, military, jails, you know, when you're not in your cell, you go to the day room. Okay? And so the day rooms are, we'll be doing a podcast with the day rooms. So, like, you know how people have hotels and you go and you check in overnight and then shelters, I mean. But then during the daytime, the shelters are closed and you need somewhere to go. Right? Somewhere to shower, somewhere to use the computer, or just whatever. So they go to day centers or day rooms, places where they can go and do everyday activities during the daytime where they don't necessarily have a place to convene. Uh-huh. And so we're just taking the same premises where, you know, everything is like, really, it's a day room. When you go to the library, that's a day room. Okay?
Right.
The upper room with Jesus and the disciples, that was a day room where they had dialogue, you know, and then in the dialogue, they processed their thoughts. So as a man thinks, so is he. And then they came up with ideals and resolutions and solutions in the day room. So we'll be taking that concept and opening up a podcast and inviting people to come to the day room. And then we're also going to be building not tiny homes, but day rooms.
Right.
So you want to explain more about that?
Yeah, well, we'll be building day rooms, and that merges, that segues right into what I talked about earlier today. Another one of our primary podcasts will be Break Bread and Build. It will not only be one of the podcasts, but we'll have meetup groups as well. You know, speaking of about meetups, because I've been watching. Since I got a team out of T-Mobile jail for phone service, been watching videos on the guys who started the Airbnb, and what those guys did was so incredibly simple. When they were only making $200 a week, and they had a WordPress website. Okay, and which you can basically start, you know, that for free. At least
for free,
you can, probably so.
Still can.
And some guy advised them, well, go to where you got the largest community they had at the time. We're going back about 10 years ago, maybe. Was in New York City. And it was only about 20 people. 20 people. And they had them, and how they got those 20 people, is besides the website, was meetup groups. Just meetup groups. So, I mean, their story is really, and they didn't do anything new at all. A gazillion people had always, that's how I used to finance long trips, run out my bedroom. We'll rent out some rooms. So what they did was they just went globally with it. So they had an incredibly simple business program and then a business model. And I believe they are going to go public now. And I've tried to wonder why they're doing that. Then I got an answer. It's essentially they're going public to basically pay back people who invested in the company. And I imagine they invested in advertising and marketing to get the traction or growth that they did. So, but
advertising, marketing, the app development, the infrastructure, you know, the website, the phone centers, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
Right, because they got all that phone centers manned by a lot of people. So, now, Robin, we got about 4 minutes left. What's going on with Vibes Live and what you're doing?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, Vibes Live, we are working with Mr. Michael Neely. He's music executive and an A&R at Def Jam Records. He has launched AMG Music TV, so we are in behind the scenes in development and for the production and the launch of AMG Music TV. I am also on the air live every night at Vibes Live Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'll be on the air live with artists. We'll be playing artist music, reviewing their songs, and we might even have some A&R reviews and things like that. So, yeah, so that's about it. Get ready to go.
You're all live, so there you might be interviewing people. You have, I guess you have a chat room element to it, interactive element.
Yeah,
to it.
There's a chat room. It'll be the Vibes Live chat room show. Every night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you come in, and you can call in, too. The call-in number is 319-527-4961. And then you can join us live on the air everywhere in iTunes, iHeart, VibesLive.com, Facebook Live, Twitter, Periscope. I mean, anywhere, just at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And it's awesome. We're trying out a new platform where we're broadcasting live called Hear This, H-E-R-T-H-I-S. So you can also find Vibes Live also over there, but basically anywhere. Just type in Vibes Live. And when you see the play button, just click it and play it and tune in. It's just that easy.
But before you go on tonight, send me a note because I want to tune in to myself on that one. That's 7 p.m.
Okay.
Pacific or Eastern?
Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Send me a link right before you call me. Right, because I want to tune in to that.
Okay,
tonight.
I surely will.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I surely will.
I mean, that's it for today on this version of It's My House. We'll be back Monday, possibly even Sunday, but 100 podcasts will be. But they're going to be on different platforms. We're on Blog Talk on this one, but we'll be on some of the platforms Robin just mentioned, plus Stitcher, Anchor, and whatever else. So on that note, everyone
Everywhere.
Have a good rest of the weekend. All right.
Bye, y'all.